morning. Welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church prayer call, and I'm Reverend Jabari Butler, and I'm honored to share with you during this time of prayer. I'm going to be reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18, and it reads, "Therefore, do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." So our topic for today is welcoming trouble. Welcoming trouble. And when we thought about trouble as a youth, it was something that we were to avoid. It was something that we could see as being something that would be punished. In the classroom, it was something that was often met with a sad face on our report. But as we grew older, we learned that trouble was simply a part of life. It was initially brought on by the sins of the world. The troubles that we experience in daily life is brought on because of this fallen state of humanity. When we think about trouble, we seem to want to avoid it at all costs. And in many cases, we do. Now, we don't want to go around and look for trouble. We don't want to get into trouble. This is good trouble, as they say. But it will come. Times will happen. And what they say, either you're in a storm, coming out of a storm, or on the way into a storm. So troubles will come. And I want to suggest to us today that we welcome those storms. We welcome those times of trouble. So I want to suggest a few things here. One, when the Israelites encountered trouble from their journey to the Promised Land, they had to learn to put their trust in Almighty God. When they continued time and time again, they find themselves in trouble. They also found themselves being rescued by God. And time again, God would show up and show out and provide in their life. Troubles are here, and yes, it's true. Some troubles, they're designed to take us out. But those in Christ have learned that God will rescue us. And he'll use it to make us stronger, to make us better, and to give us more insight into how we can do things better if we have that perspective. I had a friend who at one point in time amassed a great amount of wealth. And many people would continue to ask him over and over again, how did you make so much money? How did you become so successful and do all the things that you did? He was one of the world's greatest at that time. And what he said shocked many of us. Because he got there up on stage, we were all in the Bahamas, sitting down, ready to hear about this amazing secret that he was going to share with us. And he said, you know, a lot of people think that I pray for a great amount of wealth, that I pray for a huge amount of success, that I pray for all these things. But what he said shocked all of us. And I'll never forget it. He said, no, what I actually pray for, he said, I said, God, give me more problems. Give me more problems because I want to be the person to be able to handle them. I want to be the kind of person that can handle more challenges, more problems. And so when we think about problems, we think about challenges. Yes, they could be daunting. Yes, I'm sure when David saw Goliath, he might have, you know, thought about it for maybe a brief second, but he also recalled the many times he had seen God provide for him and show up for him. And so took Goliath out. And so many of us have Goliaths in our lives. We see them as trouble. But we could have a different perspective on that and realize that our God is bigger than any trouble that we could ever imagine. So the thing to think about with troubles and trials and tribulations is to understand that in the midst of our external trouble comes internal growth. I'll say that again. In the midst of our external trouble, if we have the proper perspective, can come internal growth. And internal growth comes from an eternal perspective that comes when we focus on God. And so today, I simply want to pray that as we deal with trouble and welcome trouble, that we also welcome the perspective that we have about God, who God is, and how we can live a life focused on God even in the midst of our troubles. Because our God is a great and mighty God and can fix and do anything. We have that kind of perspective. There's nothing that can stop us. So at this time, let us pray. Let us pray with faith and eager anticipation of what we believe God can do in our life, wherever we are at this time. So let us pray. Great and mighty God, first of all, we give you thanks and praise. We thank you, Lord, because you are a good and awesome and mighty God. For you are indeed a mighty wonder in our life. God, we realize, oh God, yes, there are some afflictions that are out there. Yes, there are some challenges that we face, God. Yes, there are situations that we find ourselves in. The economy is in shambles. Big companies and small companies are laying off, and organizations are closing down left and right. Banks are closing at historic levels, Lord God. We also understand that during unprecedented times, we have to remember that we serve you, an unprecedented God. We serve you and you only, O God. And we pray, O God, that we have the perspective and the courage to see you in the midst of these challenges. That we focus our attention on to you, the heart regulator, the mind fixer, O God. The one that we can focus on, because truly indeed, if we keep our mind on the problems and the challenges and the situations, we're just magnifying those. We ought to be magnifying and glorifying you. We're magnifying our problems, but we ought to be magnifying your power. Because truly indeed, there is nothing like your power. There's nothing like your presence. There's nothing like your grace and mercy that can see us through. You saw the Israelites through their challenges, ups and downs, God, and we believe now that you're doing that for us as well. For you are a great and mighty God. You said that you would never leave us nor forsake us, so that means that when you are around, we can have the mindset and the perspective knowing that you've already worked it out for us. You've worked it out for our good. And so, God, I pray right now, God, as those who are listening to me under the sound of my voice, oh God, that whoever may be discouraged right now, that they have some increased faith, oh God. Whoever, oh God, may be going through a midnight hour right now, God, we know that you know how to turn things around, like you saw Paul and Silas, who had their times of trouble. They had a midnight hour challenge, a midnight hour trouble, but they welcomed your praise and your presence in that place, and you turned it upside down and set them free and set others free. Their families and friends began to be set free. So God, I pray, God, that as you did that for them, that you do that same for us today, God. Set us free in our mindset. Let us let go of limitations, oh God, and help us, oh God, to live and focus eternally. Because when we can focus on you, we have the focus of heaven. And when we focus on heaven, then whatever is here has no comparison. It has no weight, no bearing on what you already have in store for us here. And more importantly, what you have in store for us in glory. And so God, I pray, oh God, that we have the mind of Christ, that we have the mind that sees no bounds No boundaries, oh God, of limitations, oh God. Nothing that can stop us from loving you more. Nothing that can stop us from getting to the destiny and the destination that you called us to be, to bring about transformation in this world. So God, where there is darkness, oh God, help us to be the light, oh God. Where there are broken situations, oh God, send us in, oh God, to turn that situation around. God, where there is hopelessness, oh God, send us so that we can be hope givers, oh God. God, I pray, God, that our prayer changed today from running from the problems, oh God. Help us to change our mindset to one that says, God, help us be bigger. Help us be stronger. Help us, oh God, to be better than we were before, than when we went in. Help us, oh God, to be better coming out of the situation and to learn from it, oh God, to help us to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Help us to grow, oh God, in our mind and in our faith. Faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we know, God, that the next time we come into a situation, the next time that something comes our way, we know that there's a track record that you have and you've never failed. You've never failed us yet. The only thing you can't do is stop loving us. So we thank you, Lord, for this prayer. We lift it up to you right now, God, because we declare and decree, oh God, that freedom is here. Freedom is here. Freedom is here. Freedom from limitation. Freedom from mental setback. Freedom from depression. Freedom from anguish. Freedom, oh God, from bankruptcy. Freedom, oh God, from any financial situation. Freedom, oh God, from any situation that seems like it is too dire, God. No, we are free from that because you are Jehovah Jireh. You provide everything that we need. And we thank you for that today. We thank you, Lord God, that you're growing us up each and every day. We love you, we honor you, and we praise you. It's in Jesus' name we do lift up this prayer. Amen. Amen and amen. Well, thank you for joining us, my brothers and sisters. I pray that you will have a wonderful and prosperous day. We look forward to seeing you on Sunday during worship at 10 a.m. Or you can come online and watch us at rayofhope.org or on Facebook and YouTube. Or you can meet us right back here for Wednesday prayer. Take care and God bless you.